Hey there, Steve Arterburn here today for New Life Live. Joining me in the studio, Dr. Sherry Denham, and your phone calls at 1-800-229-3000. Glad you're with us here today for New Life Live.
Thank you for taking my call.
Great to talk to you. I've listened to the program for over a decade.
How are you today?
I'm surviving.
No, well, let me ask you this. Are you having sex with her? Now, that's just not hard to answer. It's either yes
well,
or no.
Well, I think the answer's obvious.
They simply want you to drop into a system of order which acknowledges who they think they are.
This is a big problem in our church. People get one verse and they make a religion out of it. So you got that passage in Ephesians, and you look at that, and all of a sudden, you're going to be drinking Kool-Aid on an island somewhere because you got one verse theology.
Reflect back her feelings and let her sit with them.
Hi there, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Sherry Denham. Hi, Sherry.
Hey, Steve. How are you this morning?
Great. Always good to do radio with you.
Yep.
Anybody wanting to join us on the program, it's 1-800-229-3000. That's the number, 1-800-229-3000. We've just come off of a wonderful Every Man's Battle workshop up in San Jose, and we're going to have Larry Sonnenberg, who was there. We're going to have him come up. Come in about 10:20 and give us an update. Tell us how that went. And I've already followed up with one of the guys, and I tell you what, it's phenomenal to see lives absolutely turn around. But before we do anything else, let me give you some great news here. We're going to host three live webinars. Now, what is a webinar? That's a live one-hour seminar online on your computer for you New Life listeners. And it doesn't cost anything. You just go to newlife.com and register. Here are the dates. Monday, on December the 12th at 4 o'clock, we're going to do Every Man's Battle with Jason Martinkus. Tuesday, December the 13th at 4 o'clock, we're going to do Healing is a Choice with me, Steve Arterburn. And Wednesday, December the 14th at 4 o'clock, that's all of these are Pacific Standard Time, 4 o'clock, we're going to do New Life Marriage with Mylon Yurkovich and Dave Stoop. Now, all of these are live and free. All you need to do is register at newlife.com, then you go online at your computer to participate.
Wow, and, Steve, this is great.
Yeah.
This is awesome because you think, you know, we've got folks that call in, but, you know, if you have a question that maybe you're like, I don't know if I want to bring it to national radio, it would be a great time to bring your question and get one-on-one time through
That's
the
right.
webinar.
So here's the beginning. You register for the live webinar of your choice, and you can register for all three. You also get a free download outline of the topic for that day, and you'll be able to go online and chat with your thoughts and questions. So don't miss out on a great opportunity, and it's free. It's something we're trying. We want to get the word out to more and more people, and just really excited about
That's
this.
So great.
So you can find out about it at newlife.com. It's a webinar, three of them. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, December 12th, 13th, and 14th, Every Man's Battle, Healing is a Choice, and New Life Marriage. Now, I understand, Sherry, that you're not alone there in the studio. Is that right?
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe you said that. Okay. So I was alone here today, and I was feeling kind of lonely. So
what'd you do?
I went and got the John Wayne statue out of
your
office.
You know what?
It's not John Townsend, right? No. It's not John Townsend, but they have this big John Wayne statue
right.
in your front office.
I was
like,
watching.
I brought
Real
him
Bravo.
In. He's with me.
Real Bravo last night. Wonderful movie I saw of Sean, and here he is in studio with you. By the way, that John Wayne statue is for sale. It was donated to the ministry.
Oh wow!
And if you are looking for a 3 foot,
it's
two,
gorgeous.
2 foot,
it's gorgeous.
John Wayne.
The name is American.
Yeah,
and it's got quotes, you know.
You can give it to somebody that's a John Wayne fan for Christmas.
Now let me tell you, little fella.
All right. Okay, so we're going to take a break and come back. We're going right to your questions when we come back. 1-800-229-3000. We'll do another program after this. If you can't get through, please come and join us for that. And Christmas shopping done online at New Life at 1-800. It's easy to do.
I wish I was who you think I am. The one you thought you married. The ideal husband, the amazing dad, the great lover. But my mind is filled with darkness, with images that I can't erase. I want so desperately to be the man you dreamed of, the man I know I can be. I am terrified to talk to you about this, but I want to. I need to. I want us to be close just as badly as you do. Can I talk to you? Can we be totally honest and know that we love each other enough to be open?
At New Life, we've helped thousands of men just like this find hope, healing, and a plan to move forward with their lives through our one-of-a-kind Every Man's Battle Intensive Weekend. Call us right now at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I need help. I want help. I can't do this on my own.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
Hey, we're back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Sherry Denham and your phone calls.
And so, John, right?
And John Wayne is in there, too. And, you know, we may have a question for John before it's all over with. Let's go to Elaine. Elaine is calling us from the Chattanooga area. And she listens or watches us on the NRB network. Hello, Elaine.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm okay, considering the topic.
Okay, well, what's going on?
Well, I have a marriage to a childhood sweetheart for over 30 years. And he recently confessed. Well, I wasn't crying earlier, doggone it.
Hmm.
Recently confessed to a pornography addiction.
Oh,
dear.
Wow.
Wants help. He confessed. I didn't find it.
Okay, that's a good thing.
Right. And but he has had multiple affairs.
What brought all this out, Elaine? What caused him to bring it to you?
20 years ago is when he has what he defines as an affair. I had a difficult time understanding my husband's definition of an affair was anything that put our marriage in jeopardy. And since the things he did, he felt were not putting our marriage in jeopardy, in other words, he was not leaving me, he didn't consider them to be a violation of our vows.
Wow.
So 20 years ago, when he did have one of those that he ripped us into, and we sought counseling, we had a code. Are we all right? You know, if we would like, there's a disturbance in the force. Something's not right. Something in my spirit's unsettled. Are we all right? Of course, I was always the one asking that question. And not daily, not weekly, not monthly. But I got to where I was saying it a lot lately. And he'd say, yeah, we were fine. And I kept finding my hostility was mounting. And I would say things, and then I would go back to him, and I'd pull him aside, and I'd say, I'm so sorry. You didn't deserve that. I don't know why I said that to you. And he'd say, no, I deserved it. And I'm like, no, you didn't. I was way out of line. And then... he wouldn't. Then finally, one day, he took me out to eat one night. I guess in a crowded place in a restaurant, decided it was a safe place to tell me. And I didn't feel the violation immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were very good communicators.
Okay, so did he tell you about did he tell you about pornography or affairs that you
told me about pornography? I knew about a couple of the affairs.
Uh-huh.
What I wasn't prepared for was that his memories would come flooding back.
Yeah.
And the things that he would decide to share with me that I considered betrayal, and he didn't. And he would mention them very, not flippantly, but off the cuff.
Uh-huh.
And I would, it'd be like a gut punch, totally unprepared for it. Thought I had all the information, and it just kept, I called it word vomit, it just kept, he'd burp it out, and I was totally prepared for it.
Okay.
And we've always had a relationship where we are accountable to each other. I can call him at any time of the day. I have access to our checking.
Okay, Elaine.
I'm a stay-at-home mom.
But okay, Elaine.
He's been hiding.
So he's been hiding. You found out the truth.
Right.
Now, so what was your reaction? What did you tell him to do, or what did you require of him?
Immediately, I didn't overreact. I had a peace about it. I was like, you know, we've been through all of this other stuff together. We have a son who is a cancer survivor. We have two girls who one of them was led into a lesbian lifestyle. They're
so
out
you,
of that. We've overcome so much. Big deal.
Okay, so help me here. We gotta get to the issue here. So you had a piece about it. So then what happened?
Went to a counselor in the church.
Okay.
He told me I was going to have to divorce him.
Because?
He was ill.
Because he was ill. Okay. Has your husband gotten any help? Has your husband gotten any help?
He's tried, yeah. He went to the group at that particular church. And condemnation was just really, and I understand accountability, but I'm talking about they told him he wasn't saved, that the closest he was ever going to be saved was the chair that he was sitting in right there. Of course, he wouldn't divulge any of the personal information, but he would tell me how they interacted together.
Okay. Hey,
what's
Elaine?
Go ahead.
I was going to ask what her question was.
What's the question for us then?
Oh, I felt safe before. Really safe. If anybody would have asked me what my testimony was
Elaine, what do you want from us? Elaine, ask us a question about this situation.
When will I know I'm safe?
When will you know you're safe?
Mm-hmm. I thought I was safe before.
Well, you're not safe. And you're not going to be safe if safety to you means that you can rely and trust your husband. Is that what safety is? You can count on him to be true and pure and have integrity? Yeah.
Because Elaine...
No, that's not my definition. Partially, but not completely.
Okay, well, how about let's just say when can you trust your husband? How about that? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, tell us what your husband's doing to get better.
He's speaking with me.
Okay.
He's attempting intimacy in conversation.
All right, so what you're telling me is he's not doing anything outside of the marriage to get help, and you can trust him when he does what these other guys did this weekend, and he goes and gets some help, and then he follows up and is going to a group one or two or three times a week to stay healthy, and he's connecting in a small group of men no matter what church he has to go to find it. Those are things that guys do who are wanting to restore the relationship with their wives. Sherry, what do you think?
Well, Elaine, I have a question to ask you, and I'm not sure if you feel comfortable responding or not, but I'm going to ask you a real personal question. Are you a trauma survivor? Have you had abuse in your past? Have you had sexual abuse or some other kind of abuse in your past?
That's undetermined.
Okay. Well, the reason I'm asking...
My father died when I was 11. Do you consider that?
That's traumatic. Well, the reason I'm asking that is that's a big deal for your dad to die when you're 11. And earlier when you were talking to Steve, you guys said that, you know, this is a big deal, but we're going to get through it. And what I'm hearing is almost a false sense of safety and security. You are tolerating way too much. And you've been tolerating that for a long time. Your husband has had the affairs, and I am so holding on to you with my heart right now because I know I'm talking really straight to you. But the reason I'm doing that is because I'm picking up on a couple of things. Is one, shock, okay? But the other thing that I'm picking up on is that you have a tendency to overlook big deals. And to think that you're going to just kind of ride the storm and then everything will settle down again. And that's allowed your husband to stay sick for a long time and stay addicted.
Say that again.
It's allowing your husband to stay in his addiction, to stay in his problem, to stay in his sexual integrity issues, because you as his partner are allowing it to happen because you're just kind of riding the wave. You're kind of riding the tidal wave, and then you get to the other side, and all of a sudden the water's calm, and you think everything's good. And your question is, when is it going to be safe? And I'm like, honey, it is not safe. You're in the tidal wave now. Your husband's got to get into treatment. And you have got to start really looking at this for what it is. It's a big deal that needs to be handled right away. Does that make sense when you're hearing me?
Yes.
Okay, so for some reason, and it may be that when you were 11 and your dad died, your whole world fell apart. And you, yeah, and you learned what it felt like to kind of go through something really tough. And you have a lot of resiliency in that. But what happens is sometimes people that have been through really hard times don't look as big deals as big deals, and they don't get help. They just look at it as another wave to ride. And honey, your husband needs treatment. He needs to get to one of our EMBs.
I mean, you talked about the affairs almost as if they were like him going out to get something to drink. And, you know, Sherry's really right on track here. Elaine, listen to this. You must require of your husband to get help. You must not listen to him tell you how great it's going to be and all of those kinds of things. You must be able to say to him, you must get help. If you care anything about this wife, you get help.
He has attempted.
No, but he went to the church where they were mean to him. Okay,
right.
So
well, we went to another church.
Okay, and in getting help, Elaine, in getting help, that means that we go to 2, 3, 4 things that don't work. Now, you listen to this show, right?
Mm-hmm.
You heard us talk about every man's battle a lot on this show, right?
Well, I've read your book. Bala.
Okay.
I mean,
well, why haven't you said to him, let's go do that, honey?
I didn't think it was a let's go. I thought it was a he had to go.
Well, he would go, but it would be you saying, let's get involved with that. Let's look into that versus going to a deliverance ministry or to a shame.
We didn't know that's what it was.
Okay.
Understand when we
Elaine,
didn't know what
why
that was.
Why didn't you suggest in our that you would go right on to every man's battle? Why didn't you suggest that?
I did.
And what was his reaction?
I've read the books.
Okay, what was his reaction when you said go to every man's battle? What was his reaction?
I did not say go to every man's battle. Didn't know there was a workshop. Okay. Thought it was.
All right. Well, that's your answer. It's the answer for many, many, many women who have been right where you are. And any further thing you want to say, Sherry, to Elaine to encourage her? But I really want us to be able to help her.
I know, Elaine, and I am so grateful for your call. I just want you to know you're not alone. I'd love to introduce you to the Women in the Battle. We've got a talk website on here at New Life, so you can come on to New Life and you can talk with some other women about this just via the internet.
I've tried. One of them said masturbation's really not a big deal. I mean, you get over it.
Okay, but Elaine, let me tell you something right now, dear one. I want you. Are you with a licensed therapist right now, or are you just with this getting therapy at a church?
I go see a secular therapist.
Okay. Well, I want you to stay on the line because we're going to hook you in to one of our therapists here that's a believer, right? That we've got Christian therapists here. I want you to get with a good Christian therapist that understands addiction and codependency. Because, my dear, there is a part of you that needs to begin to open her eyes to how big this is and how much you're allowing. You kind of just riding the wave is allowing your relationships to stay sick. You need to get help yourself, and your husband needs to get to EMB. So yeah. We want to try to help save your marriage, but you both have got to get out of this denial zone and get some help. So stay on the line.
If I open my eyes, I run.
Yes, that's a big part of why you haven't let us help you at Every Man's Battle.
Thank you for being honest.
Know exactly what I'll do.
I know, yeah. Honey. Thank you for, and that's why you need a tribe around you, other
you
women.
Need people.
You need some women to help right. hold you while you're going through this, because yep. we can help, you know.
Yep. Well, there we finally get to the real issue there, and that
yeah.
is that you must require of him some things, but you have to look at what is going on, and when you finally look at what's going on, you're afraid you're going to run. You get some women around you, and it won't happen. You know, Sherry, I lost my voice last week, but right before I did, I preached last Sunday, and
yeah.
one of the things I preached on was people having a big butt. And that I'll tell you, this whole thing of yes, but, you know, or I did that, but it didn't work, or I went for help, but they were this. It can kill you. It can destroy you.
Before coming to Healing is a Choice, I was completely worn out.
I, coming here, was an empty shell.
I don't want people to think that you have to be just desperate to come. It's for people who don't know what to do next.
To open up to 8 different strangers was actually a relief. And so much got off my shoulders. And I feel so much lighter now. And I feel so much better. And I feel like I can give so much more to other people. And I don't feel ashamed. And I don't feel like I'm damaged goods.
Group therapy is different than individual therapy.
It's like a year's worth of individual therapy.
They fit together nicely.
The Healing is a Choice weekend is coming up January 20th. To register or to find out more, call today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Or log on to newlife.com.
I leave here with hope.
For the first time in 2 years, I am free.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-NEWLIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you if you have a question or comment. Call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn, I was just saying there, don't let your butt get in the way of your future that God wants for you, because it can do it. And so we are a butt-reducing ministry around here, not just with every,
Lose It
for Life, but with everything that we do. We want you to get over that excuse thing so that you're not called St. Francis of Excusee and find every reason not to do the right thing. Well, one of the right things that some people do, courageous men do, courageous women call about, is Every Man's Battle. And we just had one in San Jose this past weekend. Larry Sonnenberg was there, and I've already heard from one of the participants, Larry, and I know that God really showed up there. Share with us what happened at the Every Man's Battle workshop there in San Jose.
It was another incredible, life-changing weekend. I don't know how else to put it. I was talking to Sherry at the break here and said, you know, it was one of the more emotional weekends.
Really?
Yeah, we do an exercise on Saturday night, and in that exercise, I mean, men were weeping, and they were praying out loud to themselves, and it was just powerful.
Hmm.
But I've got a few testimonies that if you don't mind if I can just read what a few guys said.
I think it's important, because a lot of people that just listen, they think, well, this is a nice little radio show, and we answer questions and try to help people. But the heart of our ministry is getting people to go to the next level where you finally come face to face with yourself and with some people that care about you and you get well. So let's hear some things that happen.
And let me just preface it by saying the beauty of these testimonies to me are that, or is that, the thing that happens there is guys come and they meet God and they meet Christ and they see that their life has worth and value and they can change. It's more than just a sexual addiction thing.
It's hope.
Yeah,
that's life-giving.
So let me read these real quick. God gave me a redeemed vision of my future. I can see myself at my kids' weddings. I'm hearing my kids thanking my wife and I for what marriage ought to be. I can see my daughter thanking me for showing me what a man should be and a husband.
Wow.
And my son thanking me for what it means to be a man. I finally get it. Nothing I can do can change the way God loves me. He's shown me that through my wife and her loving me through so much. My lies, my sin, my violence, my blaming her. My wife told me I should go, and thank God she did. I go back hopeful and know I can't do it on my own strength. And and he said he showed me how much I need him and how much I need a band of brothers and gave me a new set of brothers.
Hmm. Wow.
Without them, I can't do this. Hmm. Another guy said, I walked into EMB thinking this would be just be another workshop and I could fake it to make it to fulfill my end of the bargain to keep my wife from leaving. That thinking was messing up my relationship with my wife and with God. When I arrived, I sensed a lack of intimacy around the table with the men. Each session and group, it was like an ice cube melting in the sun. No matter what my wife has said or done to me, I need to focus on what I've done to her. And he says, I see a light at the end of the tunnel for the first time in 4 years. And the last one, this guy came up and he had his whole group with him. And he said, I'm not much of a public speaker. I told my group I'd only get up if they came up with me and supported me. And they're here. Last night, I told my roommate, if he wasn't here, I'd have the TV on and I'd be looking at porn. I learned to have hope this weekend. I believe there's a way out of my addiction, and for the first time, I'm opening up to others. In the past, I would stiff-arm everybody because of trust issues from my past. I became judgmental of everyone. Now I'm hoping to make honest and true friendships.
Wow.
If I don't change my behavior, I'll lose my wife and my baby. And I feel like staying here with my new brothers because I feel safe, but I know I have to go home and face things again. Hmm. But I know these guys will be supporting me throughout my life.
Amen.
Wow.
Well, the email I got today made such a great point. It said, you know, I came home and I told my wife what I'd been involved with. Whether or not she stays with me, I now can be part of an intimate relationship with her, but also with God. He said he was missing out on both because of the sexual addiction. And that is huge. That, you know, you can fake it with your wife. Mm. You can't fake it with God. Cannot.
So true.
And the guys do. They feel so much shame about what they're doing that it's like they just kind of shut God out because that's the only place that makes sense for them, right? It's like, how could you bring God into that?
Yeah.
But what EMB does is the guys come in and there is acceptance and there is love and there is no judgment. And like Christ, they walk in and love on them and help to come around them to bring them to a place of truth-telling and having to look inside and see themselves for who they really are.
Yeah.
And then they come around them like this brotherhood, you know, and they start to begin to walk them into sobriety and integrity. And that's what Jesus wants for all of us, right? Yeah.
Quick last thing, Steve. One guy came as we were packing up and getting ready to go, and he walked over to me and he gave me a hug and thanked me, and he walked out, and his counselor came up to me and says, you don't know how huge that was. I had to teach him how to hug in our group.
Wow.
He came to, he had never hugged another man.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, Larry, thank you for being there, and thanks for bringing back some of the hope that's there. Maybe you have a problem with sexual integrity, and you need to be at the next Everyman's Battle. You call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to newlife.com. Or maybe that's not it, but you know it's something. You can join us for Healing is a Choice in January. That's, you know, whether it's depression or anxiety or fear or whatever you're dealing with, maybe an anger and rage problem, healing is a choice. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll be back.
You think I'm a great person, full of life and fun to be around. You say you love me, but if you knew what was going on in my head, I don't think you'd love me anymore. I saw my first girly magazine when I was 7, and I was hooked. I look at porn every chance I get. I've tried to stop over and over again. Sometimes it works for a couple days, but then I fall right back into my old ways.
At New Life, we've helped thousands of men just like this find hope, healing, and a plan to move forward with their lives through our one-of-a-kind Every Man's Battle Intensive Weekend. Call us right now at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I want to stop. I need help. I can't do this on my own.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I just absolutely believe in the mission of New Life, and I feel that the materials provided and the biblical counseling perspective is so valuable and not available in so many places, and New Life and membership in Club New Life provides access to the live program and also CDs available to listen to. So I know it's easy to turn on the radio and receive the benefit, but those services don't come without expense, and I would sure like to see the program remain on. So I would like to challenge listeners who listen and receive benefit but haven't yet given to actually give this year and continue the giving, of course, because more people need to hear.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask how you can start your Club New Life membership today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to the program.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Sherry Denham. We're going to go to Sean from Kent, Washington, KGNW. Hello, Sean. Welcome to New Life.
Good morning.
Speak right up there, Sean. We want to hear you.
Sorry about that. Good morning.
Okay. How could we help?
I'll try to get right to the question. I'm struggling with knowing how to withdraw appropriately and health-wise. I'm a married woman that I've been involved with for the last year, and the last 4 years, her and I have pretty much cut it off. Her and I have cut it off. She's got involved with somebody else, and I'm trying to do that without losing my compassion for her and my care, my deep care for her.
Okay.
And she is a Christian as myself, and I've told her before, and she knows as well as I do, that it is biblically wrong for her and I to be involved in that type of way. And
well,
I'm just trying to do the best I can with it.
So you've been cheating on a woman, and now the cheating on the woman you're cheating on is cheating on you with someone else?
Sort of. No, I haven't been cheating on her. She is married, and she is going through a divorce.
Right. So she's cheating on her husband that she's divorcing.
Correct.
And then now she's cheating on you with a new person.
She's currently involved with somebody else, and her and I have already split it off.
Okay, so what's the
question?
We're not involved
anymore, and I'm just trying to be compassionate with her and care from her, care and love her from a distance. Does that kind of make sense?
No.
Okay.
Well,
what I'm saying is, I'm trying to. If she's having issues because she's been, like I said, she's been emotionally, physically, sexually abused, all that mess of stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Well, she's
so
found.
I've been trying to help her with that, but okay. from a friendship point of view,
she's found somebody else to get help with that.
So, well, Sean,
go ahead.
I guess you just mentioned that she's emotionally, physically, and sexually abused. I mean, she's got a history of hurt and pain, right?
Yes, deeply from her husband, correct.
Okay, so what part of you is attracted to a woman who is not only in pain right now and in crisis, but has a history of crisis, and she's not even divorced yet?
When I originally met her about a year ago, I just saw a lot of compassion in her through the type of work that she does, and that just drawed me into it. And I just felt like I wanted to help her. My heart just went out to her. I felt bad for her. She's got children, and I was just drawn to it.
Okay.
And so since then, I've been, you know, the last 4 months, I've just been trying to pull myself away. And, you know, if she calls or texts, I'll be nice and cordial to her, but I'm not trying to let myself fall back into the mess of stuff with her, especially since she's still legally married
okay.
in papers.
Sean, I want you to look at a big picture here, okay? Mm-hmm. Do you believe in God?
Absolutely.
Believe he can do anything in the whole world?
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, of all the people to minister to her, God probably can use someone who's not been sexually involved with her before she was divorced, probably use someone better than you to be the missionary to her.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you know all this stuff about her and everything, but you guys have... You have connections that are inappropriate, unhealthy, and you just need to let her go live her life, and you need to go live your life. But there's something in you that needs to be repaired so that you would never be tempted to be involved with a woman like that again.
Exactly, exactly. Well, and, you know, I would normally never even do that, period. She's married, you know.
But you normally did it.
What I'm saying is, this is the first time I've ever been involved with a married woman like this, and I would never do that. The only reason why I did, and I'm not agreeing that it was right, because it certainly was not right, is that my compassion for her just kicked in, and all the stuff that happened to her, and I felt terrible for her.
So who
and
else...
Her husband wasn't even in the state here with her.
Who else have you rescued? Who else just did you need to pull out of the dump somewhere growing up?
Not anybody that I could really recall off my head.
Mom, Dad?
For example, I'm taking care of my dad right now. He's been pretty ill.
Okay, growing up, was there anyone else that really needed your help? Your mom or your dad?
Not that I could recall, but I know that I'm that type of person that I feel like it's just in me to be loving and caring and compassionate. That's
yeah, but this is crossing the line because you broke your own moral code.
I agree. And I know that I can't be with her perfectly. I understand that.
Right. But you broke your own moral code to walk into this zone that you're saying, hey, that I don't do that. That's not something I typically do.
Yeah. And I know it was wrong. And that's why I don't want to, you know, like I said, I just want to have care from her, but I don't want to be involved in that part. You know, I'll care for her from a compassion point of view, but I can't.
What's difficult about just cutting the relationship off and walking away?
I still have feelings for her, and then that's just being honest, and I know I shouldn't, but I do.
Well, but she's seeing someone else. I'm trying to help you here, Sean. She's seeing someone else. You've got to get over this. It's not healthy. We're telling you that. She wasn't even divorced yet. You got sexually involved with someone that wasn't divorced yet. Now they've gone on to somebody else. You have to walk away. You have to get some men around you. And, Sean, one of the reasons you got involved with her in a million years, you say you never would have, but you did, because you don't have the men around you to protect you.
Okay.
So you got to get involved in a church with the men's ministry, a small group. You need an accountability partner. All those things that you've thought, I don't need that. That's just not me. You need that.
Okay.
Because something inside of you is crying out to really matter to someone.
Mm-hmm. Like, I would agree.
Go ahead.
No, I'd say I would totally agree.
Yeah.
I want to have, I don't know what it is, but I want to be able to help somebody with that, whatever it may be. And maybe it's something that I'm mistaking for a female to where I need to get into, you know, ministering to a youth kids or something. Or something like that. I don't know.
Let me tell you, Sean, you don't really have feelings for this woman. You have an appetite for this woman, you see.
Okay.
You have an appetite, and that appetite is not the same as feelings, true feelings for someone. Mm-hmm. And your appetite is out of whack.
Okay.
So we need to get you with some men, and you need to quit thinking about where you're going to minister and all this stuff. You need to be thinking about, how am I going to get myself well.
Okay.
Now, has pornography been a problem for you, Sean?
Nah, not really.
What does that mean?
I mean, when I was younger, yeah, sure. But now, I don't think I really have issues with it because I know it's just a drug. It's just an addicting problem, and I try to, you know, stuff my mind and my stuff with other things. You know, I get involved with other projects, and you know, I know I can go into a hotel or I can sit and flip on the TV and watch whatever I want, and I know that it's just not going to lead right to a sex show or anything. No.
But Steve's probably asking when the last time was is that you actually looked. When's the last time was that you used? You, like you said, it's a drug. When's the last time?
9 months, a year ago? I mean, I just don't really, that's not really that big a deal.
Okay. Well, I was suspecting that the way that you got involved with this married woman is the lust problem that was underlying it that would, you know, get you to act against the values that you say that you have there. So if that is a problem, you need to look at it. If it's not, okay. But the big deal for you is men in your life. Men.
Okay.
And if you're willing to get some men into your life, call your pastor, say, I need some men in my life, start going to a men's Bible study, getting up early. If you're willing to do that, you can turn this around. But if you're not willing to do that, you're probably going to be stuck with these with this appetite for a woman that is really unhealthy.
Yeah, well, and not only that, it's very inappropriate, you know.
Very inappropriate.
It's shameful for me. I mean, I don't even like talking about it, but it is, you know, it's the truth.
Yeah.
Well, and I don't want to probe any further with you, Sean, because I think Steve made a good point. But, you know, if she's been in your life for the last number of months, I know 4 months you guys haven't been seeing each other. But if you were using pornography kind of in the midst of it and that she kind of filled that, right, because she would have walked into that role and you would have been getting some sexual things from her. There is a hole there that I'm picking up on, like Steve talked about, just this emptiness that's in the core of you. And you're trying to fill it with a woman. And in this case, you're trying to fill it with a woman who's got a lot of hurts and pains and issues. And, you know, we're concerned about your heart here and you getting your core and getting connected with other men so you can stand strong and not be as vulnerable as you were this time.
All right. Okay, I'm going to send you walking into walls. I hope that that will help you see some of the stubborn resistance and the arrogant entitlement that's there, some of those things that play into all of this, and some of the justifiable resentment. But you've sure got the fourth one, which is detached isolation. This is going to help you build some bridges rather than stay behind those walls. Anybody else, you can get it at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi everybody, Max Licato here. As a pastor, I've seen how important it is for people to come and get good Christian counsel. People make decisions that turn out to be the wrong decision. I heard Steve Arterburn say on New Life not too long ago that the same thinking that got you into your mess isn't going to get you out of it. If you find yourself in a spot and you don't know what the next right thing to do is, then won't you call the good people at New Life? They have a network of Christian counselors around the country that's more than 850 strong. Call today 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. And tell them you need to find someone to help you. They're likely to have a counselor in your area to help you with whatever you're struggling with. It will be good, godly counsel. Call today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life, or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
Hey, we're back. Steve Arterburn here. And I got to tell you, year end is coming up, and we sure do need your help. And I'm hoping that some of you are going to cross over, not to just be giving to New Life, but cross over from trusting God with everything except your money to now trusting God with your money and becoming and giving and supporting and saying, okay, God, I don't have it, but here, I'm going to give it, and I want to see what's going to happen in my life. I do not know, I do not have a secret huddle of people that talk about, wow, we should have never given that money. It's been so disappointing. I don't know of people that have ever been disappointed that they gave. They are thrilled that they crossed over. So if you've never crossed over, become a first-time giver. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, we're going to do a program after this, but I do want to take one final call. But if you're on there, hold on, and we'll get to you in the next program. But let's go to Rosanna from Hawthorne, California. KKLA is the station. Hi there.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Certainly. How could we help you?
I don't know how to start. It's really, really, I'm in a really tough situation in my marriage.
Okay. What's tough about it?
I've been married for 13 years.
Okay.
And our problem has always been our intimacy. Since the beginning.
Okay.
My husband's first sexual experience was with another man.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got married, we had talked about it, and he was certain that it was just, you know, it wasn't a problem for him. And that, so throughout the years, he hasn't had any experiences our marriage. But
well, so what's the problem then?
So basically, we've never really had a connection in our intimate life, and it's been very, very lonely for me.
Okay, so did you get involved with someone else in that loneliness?
Yes, just recently I met up with my first relationship that I've ever had, and unfortunately I did have an affair with this person.
Hmm. Okay. All right.
Thanks for being honest about that, Rosanna.
Okay. So what's the question for us?
So it's eating me up. I'm really in a bad situation, and the question is, I don't know if I should tell him, or if I should, I don't know what to do, because I know this was just a one time incident. This is the most horrible feeling in the world to have even, you know, have done it.
Yeah.
Rosanna, you need to tell him. He needs to know. You can't keep that from him.
And maybe best to get a therapist, go see a counselor, and tell him in the presence of a counselor.
Yeah. And we do not have intimacy. I mean, in all of the years of marriage, I mean, it is, you know, it's always been a struggle. Always I've told him how I feel, how alone I feel.
Well, this could be the beginning of working out that problem.
Yeah, because there's some intimacy issues that have been happening for a long time. And it's like you've been in the Sahara Desert,
mm-hmm.
right?
That's right.
and you've been just dying, wasting away, and that doesn't make what you did right, as you know, but it does speak to the area of vulnerability. And you, kind of like Elaine earlier, have allowed your marriage to be really vulnerable for a long time. And it's kind of stayed in the Sahara Desert. And here you are now, having crossed over and had an affair. And it doesn't make it better, right? It makes it worse. There's more guilt.
No.
But there's coming back. This can be, like Steve said very well, it can be the thing that can get you back into a place where you guys can get some healing and help.
Because he's been very passive about it. And
right.
We did get some counseling, and you know, I've been very open and direct with him about my feelings, and you know, and one time I even just, you know, said it in passing, you're going to drive me to do something I don't want to do, you know, I need you to tell me, okay, are you struggling with those feelings? Are you interested in women?
A lot of pain, a lot of hurt.
Rosanna, you called us here, and here's the direction. It's pretty simple. Number one, I think you need to find a marriage counselor. Number two, you need to make an appointment for both of you and ask him to come. And number three, that's where you need to tell him what happened. And then number four, you need to ask that marriage counselor to help the two of you work this out. Now, next year, we have a marriage intensive that Mylon and Dave Stoop and Mylon Yurkovich and their wives do, that is the greatest possibility of healing a marriage, anything that I've ever seen, the greatest possibility. So I want to, you gotta hold on, I want you to find out about that. But you guys, if you could just stay together long enough for that, it would change so much. And we feel for you. I know the guilt and shame must be horrible, but let that drive you to try to do something about the marriage rather than run from it.
It's amazing, Steve, you know, when we look at what we do when we're in pain, and both of them have got some sexual issues now that they've got to clean up. And, you know, Romans 5:8, I love it, because it says God demonstrates his love towards us in that while we were yet sinning, Christ died. That while we were yet sinning is actually the active present tense, meaning while I was doing the very worst thing I've ever done, Christ died for me.
Amen.
And that is the message of hope that we have, is just no matter how ugly it is, God can redeem it. And we need to get the help. We need to get into counseling and begin to expose the ugliness and then walk in a place of healing. Hope is there.
It is there. Well, if you're on the line, please hold on. We'll get to you our next program starting in about 7 minutes or so. But we're already having people sign up for the webinars, so I love that. I want to tell you about those. They're December 12th, 13th, and 14th. First one is Monday, Jason Martinkus doing Every Man's Battle. That's a webinar. And Tuesday, it's me doing Healing is a Choice. And Wednesday, it's Mylon Yurkovich and Dave Stoop doing New Life Marriage Webinar. These things are live, and they're free, and all you have to do is register at newlife.com. So if you've wanted to be part of something that we do and you just haven't had the money to participate, here's a great way to get involved. Another great way to get involved is to become part of Club New Life, a monthly giver, or become one of these. It's amazing how many people are for the first time deciding, I'm going to support this ministry. I see what's going on in society. I see the movie Shame. I see the sexual addiction cover on Time magazine. I see it, and here's the answer. New Life has the answer, and I want to support the answer to one of the biggest plagues in our society. People are finally seeing how bad it is, and we've got the answer. Come support us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com. We'll see you next time here on New Life Live. You have a great day today. God bless you.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by getting you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live.